Yeah. Fasty Fridays for me was my gayness for a long time, particularly when I was living on the lower north shore. When I was living at Coomera Point, I would be at work on a Friday, and by sort of 3 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock on a Friday afternoon, I'd be getting pretty darn excited that it was a Friday night, and I would go out for a couple of drinks after work with my work friends, and then I would go home and get dressed and get ready, and then I would go over to my friends, this guy, I would go over to his place, and then we'd hang out there for a while, and then we'd build up the excitement, and then we'd go to Spicy Fridays. And it was really, I would be excited about it, because I would go thinking, yay, other gay people will be there, and I'll, you know, feel more gay because I'm there, and there'll be girls, and I'll get to look at people, and, you know. My problem at the time was that I looked incredibly straight, so people would look at me and go, what's the straight girl they're doing here with the gay boy, what's the fag hag? So that was always my issue along the way, but Spicy Fridays was incredibly important to me finding my place in Sydney.
So it was a lesbian night.
Every Friday night.
So would you say that was the kind of the lesbian night?
It was at the time. It was the only
only really one.
Yeah.
Yeah.